We're joined now by Notre Dallas girls basketball coach Kelsey Goff. This interview powered by Hy-Vee on KNIA. And the Saints fall in their first game of the season on Tuesday by a score of 51-37 to Wayne. A little shorthanded Tuesday, Kelsey. You know, take us through what how the game transpired for you.
Yeah, like you said there, we were shorthanded a little bit with Gabby Overgaard, one of my senior starters who was out. So, we had Ashlyn Mitz, a sophomore, step in. That kind of just put us off a little bit. But then we, got into foul trouble also. So at some point I had to go pretty deep into my bench and bring in some freshmen who really had not seen any, varsity time on a court at all. So, you throw that in there. And just, with some of the youth that we have playing with, some of those couple of seniors that, we just kind of looked a little bit off. But, it was our first game of the season, with, like I said, different girls playing. It was definitely rough, too, so sometimes, those underclassmen don't adjust very well to that, just because that varsity level is different. But, a lot of good things happen, but we learn from it, and some things that we will definitely work on and build on throughout the season.
And going in, this is a season that still can be very special, but I'm sure the message was, okay, one game is not going to define us. There's 20 more games left to go in this season at least.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Derek. I said that in the locker room after the game. I said this is one game, but definitely we need to learn from it. We need to keep building on it, but we do have 20 something games left of the season. So let's look forward to the Thanksgiving break for them, and then get ready for our next games coming up next week, and then in December, as we all know, December gets to be pretty busy too with games multiple nights during the week.
Looking at, some of your performances, you mentioned you had to go deep into your bench. Even though inexperienced, how did they handle everything, on the court?
Yeah, they did very well. They were a little nervous at first, but, I just kind of let them know, just go in there and be tough, or, go do this, remember the things that we did during practice. I was very impressed. They didn't back down from the challenge. Some of those Wayne girls were juniors and seniors, and so freshmen and sophomore playing against them can be a little intimidating, but I think it's good, very good experience for them. Mm-hmm. Even with a Wayne team like that, Wayne is always tough. They have some decent girls and decent teams throughout the years. So I hope, they look at that as an experience, and we can build on that with the many games we have left of the season.
We're talking to Kelsey Goff, Notre Dallas girls basketball coach, on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA. As you look towards the next few days on the court, obviously giving them some time off here for Thanksgiving. But when you get back in, what's one thing you're really going to harp on to see what you can do to get better at and be ready for their next challenge?
Yeah, there was a couple of things that stood out from our game against Wayne. Number one was boxing out on the defensive end. We gave up 17 offensive rebounds, and at least half of those, if not three-fourths of those, were putbacks for easy buckets for them. We definitely have to be stronger and better on the defensive end of boxing out and getting those rebounds so they don't get them. I know we were missing Gabby against last night, but we also, are trying to fill some void of that rebounding from last season too. So, really having them concentrate on getting body on somebody and getting them pushed back, so we have the opportunity to go up and get those offensive rebounds. Another thing is that we did good in our scrimmage last week was assists. We only had 3 assists last night as a team. And I think we need to build off of that to be very, very successful, to show that we're moving the ball. We're distributing it, we're dribble driving, dishing it off, coming off a screen and taking a shot. So I definitely want to concentrate on that next week when we play Pleasantville, is the offensive rebound, getting those offensive I mean, offensive rebounds, and then, you know, passing that ball and kind of looking at our assists.
Looking ahead, you know, Tuesday you have that matchup with Pleasantville, who, I mean, I think they're a class above you, and, you know, always good to, you know, get a win over a team like that to boost your profile. But, you know, it's a team that you know very well.
Yeah. Pleasantville is a team that these girls know very well. I know them, you know, pretty well, too, as we play them in an October league before the season starts. So you kind of get a taste. You know, you see those girls play, you know, the last 4 years, or, you know, about some coming up. So it's a close game, kind of, you know, in county rival. You know, it's one we always look forward to, as just testing us, you know, seeing what we can do against, like you said, a team that's a class above us. So yeah, it's definitely one we want to get to, but yeah, we just like to go out there, take care of business, and play as hard as we can.
I know Pleasantville has Joelle Johnson. The knock has been it's her and everybody else, but you know, I'm sure everybody else would love to you know, contribute as well, and they're going to try to figure out probably the scouting report on Meltradalis as well.
Yeah, you know, Joelle lit us up last year. She was just unstoppable. She was just shooting phenomenal. Didn't matter who I threw at her. You know, so hopefully maybe next Tuesday we can contain her a little bit, and you know, they have to have some other players step up. But I know, same thing with Addie. You know, they're very good friends, her and Addie and Joelle are. So I think, you know, they'll be looking at Addie to see how they can stop her too. But yeah, we'll just go out there and see what they give us. And I think the key is just taking care of the ball, making sure, yeah, we rebound, and just kind of see what comes from it.
All right. Best luck to you. We'll talk to you down the road.
Sounds good. Thanks, Derek.
That's Kelsey Goff, Meltradalis girls basketball coach, on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. It's an interview powered by Hy-Vee on KNIA.